mind, Don. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks again for taking my call. Appreciate it. About a couple of weeks ago, I had a CT scan for some other problem, but the CT scan found I had a porcelain gallbladder. Then they did a ultrasound on the gallbladder, and then my doctor wrote me and says, "Your gallbladder wall is thickened and suspicious, and he wants to take it out." Since then, I've also had an MRI of the gallbladder and the liver to make sure there wasn't cancer, which there isn't. So I'm kind of wondering if there's anything we can take that helps the gallbladders, and so maybe they don't have to remove it.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, if it's truly thickened, the as you know, gallbladder is like a bulb full of liquid, namely bile. And if it's
right.
truly thickening of the walls, I'm not sure there's anything you can do. But I will get to something in a moment. But I want to mention first that there's a blood test out there that does detect the presence of cancer anywhere in the body. And it doesn't get advertised much because a silly thing has to be sent by a laboratory in New Jersey, which is where all the labs send it to. And they send it to Europe and they do it over there. It must be, quote, approved, unquote, over there and not over here. You know how that goes. And here's how it's spelled, sir. It's N-A-G-A. N-A-G-A-L-A-S-E. N-A-G-A-L-A-S-E. It's just called serum nagalase. Now, the bad news about that is it doesn't tell you where the heck the cancer is. The good news about that is it tells you, yeah, with a high degree of probability, there's a cancer somewhere. And since they're already suspicious of the gallbladder, if that thing were nice and normal, then you wouldn't have near as much of a worry. But if it were abnormal, the nagalase, yeah, then I'd worry about that in the gallbladder. So that's something you should know, and everybody should know. But back to what you might do. The one thing that can help, but you got to keep it under control for quantity, is to use iodide, potassium iodide. What does potassium iodide do? Well, it accumulates among other places. It accumulates in a lot of places, actually, but among other places in the gallbladder. And it is capable of helping to remove slowly the cholesterol and things that can cause the gallbladder walls to get thicker just because they got a coating of cholesterol on them. But what one needs to do is make sure that one never uses too much. It is possible to overdose and interfere with one's thyroid. So potassium iodide is sold under the name of potassium iodide in some stores and at Ketomata Clinic Dispensary. It's named Bernard's Solution after Bernard Courtois, who actually, quote, discovered, unquote, in 1813 the existence of iodine as iodine. And how much does it take? Well, if we use one drop a day, then we're not going to get into trouble. If we're going to use two drops a day, well, we're probably still not going to get into trouble, but it's getting closer to the upper limit. And if we use three drops a day, there's a few people who, after a few months, are going to start having interference with their thyroid. So I always recommend sticking to just one drop, which is definitely better than nothing, more than the body takes in from food. People just don't eat that much in food. There's in potassium iodide, five or six milligrams in one drop. So again, you won't get into trouble, but I would check with my doctor who's skilled in natural knowledgeable in natural medicine if you're planning to use it for a while, sir.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling. I hope that's a little bit of help. And contemplate, you can look that test up online, N-A-G-A-L-A-S-E.
Okay, will do. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.